Dr. David Horn Solomon, thank you to be with us today.
A pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You are the chairman of ADVISEN. A lot of news during the past few days. Maybe for the last release you sent to investor about what Europe done with your product. Can you maybe give more news or for individual traveler because they are wondering about the commercial potential of your treatment? Can you tell us and give us more detail?
Yes, thank you. We're very excited to have the marketing authorization for Sibnile, ADVISEN 7103, in Europe for the treatment of DRTA, distal renal tubular acidosis. This is a disease that has a genetic form in children, an acquired form in adults, and it's a disease where there's not very good treatment today. So we really are excited that this medicine will be able to help patients, their families, caregivers, and ultimately be good for shareholder value. When you look at the total size of the market in Europe and the price that we'll sell the medicine, we think it's safe to assume that we will easily get to around 100 million euros per year in peak sales potential for this disease. Also, this medicine will be able to be used for cystinuria, another disease also in Europe, and also for cystinuria and DRTA in the United States. And so we think the future for the company for shareholder value is very bright. There'll be revenue in DRTA. There'll be ultimately, upon approval, revenue in Europe for cystinuria, and then revenue for both cystinuria and DRTA in the United States. And so we are very focused now on commercializing the medicine in Europe and advancing the medicine in the United States.
There were maybe some investors talking about the M&A, about the market talking, but what the M&A positive opinion is ambiguous, maybe. What can you say about this, especially if it is the only treatment available on the market for this condition to be approved?
Well, I think that the opportunity is significant because currently patients with this disease, they need to have their urine made more basic. It's now acid. And currently they're taking, for example, baking soda, and it tastes terrible. And for little kids, they're taking the medicine up to 8 times a day, and their parents have to wake them in the night to give them the medicine. So this medicine will be an improvement in terms of patient compliance and ease of use, and of course, safety. And we already have good evidence the medicine works. And so we think this will be of huge benefit to patients with this disease in Europe. And it's now about building the commercial case. And we'll do that likely with a partner for distribution. We think it'll be more cost-effective and ultimately bring more revenue rapidly to ADVISEN.
So we imagine that now we have you have to think about industrial or commercial partners. Will it be a regional or on a European scale?
Well, we're already talking to prospective partners, and the ones we're talking to want the rights for all of Europe. And so that's exciting because these are usually commercial partners that have skill and experience commercializing. They have sales teams on the ground. And so we think we can use these partnerships to generate upfront revenues and also generate significant royalty payments to ADVISEN that will support the company and also support our future growth for our plans in the United States.
You will certainly be raising some new fund, and there is some fear about dilution. What can you say for to the shareholders who are watching us to maybe reassure them?
No, it's a fair question. We have money on the balance sheet now. Obviously, over time, like all biotech companies, we have to raise money. But we want to raise the least amount of money to meet our plans. We want to be very careful about dilution for existing shareholders, simply because we obviously want shareholders to do well. At the same time, we want to get the medicines to the market and approved. So we will balance the values between minimal dilution on one hand and raising the right amount of money on the other over time to meet our needs and our goals to be a successful company. So I think we'll get there. I'm always very thoughtful about shareholders when it comes to dilution, And so we'll do this with extreme care.
Mm-hmm. You told us in your press release that Didier Laurence, that we know here, will join at Vicen. But what will he bring to your company? There were some questions from the shareholder when they saw Peter Meus, the precipitous departure of Peter Meus. So there is maybe some confusion. Can you explain it for our investor?
Well, you know, we now have the approval, so we're really very clear about commercializing. And Didier Laurence, as a very, very skilled financial man, he's been an analyst, he's a pharmacist by training. We think he'll bring the right mix to the company as we really push hard for the commercial moment and also for good financial control. And so we're excited to have Didier join. I think he's a very, very good leader and has a great track record already in several French companies, and is very enthusiastic, and I think will be well received ultimately by shareholders and by the markets. Peter left for personal reasons, and so we wish him well, and we're sure he'll also have a good career.
Mm-hmm. For the last question, talk about maybe the next step. What are the next important steps for Advisen that we can expect from you?
Well, I think obviously the next step is to commercialize well Sibnial Advisen 7103 in Europe, and that will be done through a partnership. So you can look next for a partnership announcement and some more information about the commercial moment for this product. The next step will be likely advancing our studies in America. Remember, in America, the pricing will be higher and there are even more patients. And so we think that there'll be more financial upside in America going forward for the company. So we really have Europe to focus on in the near term with a partnership, upfront payments, and commercialization. And then in the US in terms of the clinic and then commercialization there. So look, the important story is there are very few French biotechs that get a marketing authorization like we had today that has a product like we have that is proprietary. It's unique to our company. And I think it's safe to assume that any biotech or pharmaceutical company that has its own product approved, those companies always do well. They always do well. And I think the outlook is very bright. The past R&D risk is behind us. This is now a commercial product. And I think we have every attitude to sell well the product, to make sure that we do well for patients and their caregivers. And I think, like all things, then this company will be extremely successful. And we look forward to sharing those successes with all of our shareholders.
Thank you very much, David Solomon, chairman of Advisen, to have been with us today.
Yes, thank you very much.